أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقولون إنا لمردودون في الحافرة فإذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم بالساهرة. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained how the day of Qiyamah will come, when one time the trumpet will be sounded and everything will be destroyed on this earth. Again it will be sounded and immediately all will gather for the day of Qiyamah, for resurrection, for accountability. So further Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now explains the condition of the kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks of Makkah, which they used to claim they just cannot understand that how will a person come back to life again. After, when they used to bring bones in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to say to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, do you say that your Lord Allah will bring these things back to life again? They used to make a big mockery out of it. They just did not believe also, and they made a big mockery out of that. And the reality is, and everyone will see as it is explained here, that definitely Allah will bring us back to life again. The day of Qiyamah will definitely come. From here, they could not understand that how man can be brought back to life. We also, many things we seem that we don't understand, with the word of Allah, we must submit to it totally. That it is Allah's word, and 100%, that is called wisdom, and that is called the intellect and intelligence of a person, that he trusts fully on the word of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who goes by his feeble mind, all the brains of the people of the world put together, it compares nothing to the one speck of the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So we must submit to Allah Ta'ala. So these people used to make a mockery and say, يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة. لوگ کہتے ہیں کیا ہم پھر آئیں گے الٹے پاؤ. They used to say, what? Are we going to be returned again? And hafira refers also to the grave or life after death. So either there they refer to, or we're going to be brought back to life again. Can anyone understand this? They used to make a joke, like people make jokes of deen today also, unfortunately. Those were non-Muslims, and yeah, with us also, non-Muslims used to make a joke out of our deen. Now, however, unfortunately, people with Muslim names also are making a joke out of Islam. So this was the trait of the mushriks of Makkah. They used to say, we're going to bring people brought back to life. Can you ever imagine that? أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرًا. کیا جب ہم ہو چکے ہڈیا کھوکری. And after we have become bones which are hollow, nothing left in those bones also, where can this thing come back to life again? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that they are going on al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person thinks according to his way of thinking, and they say that can this be brought? They thinking Allah's, they measuring Allah's power and Allah's strength with their power and strength, with their brain. Where can one say, a human being which is so limited, where can he compare himself with Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala absolute, his power is absolute. Further, Allah Ta'ala says that they are wondering, how will I bring them back to life? قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرًا. This is still the words of the non-believers. They say that بولے تو یہ پھر آنا ہے توٹے کا. And this coming back again will be a complete loss for us. Like somebody makes a joke, if this will happen, oh, I'm in a very big loss. How can this happen? In other words, it can never happen. So they used to say that if we have to be brought back to life, clever people like us, rich people like us, people of position, and we will be in destruction. So that is, we will be in destruction. Can you believe that we can be in destruction? We are so clever, we are so in a high position, where can we be in destruction? And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Sharif, they were just few people, and nobody listened to their call also. But and these people thought they are the big people, they are the rulers of Makkah. Mecca at that time. They are the people with all the money and wealth at that time. So they said, we will be in a loss. Can you think of something like that? Impossible. Allah Ta'ala says, what is that? That is all nothing. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. So wo to sirf ek jhirki hai. It will be just one little, I'll cause the earth to shake. That is a small matter for me. It is no big matter. As we read in front of in the surah also, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا. Do you think you are so big a creation? In front of Allah Ta'ala, mankind is also no big creation. Allah says, look at the skies, how we have made them. How we have created the skies, what a big thing. What are you in front of me? You are nothing. So the day of Qiyamah for it to come, for this world to be destroyed, Allah says, it's no big deal for me, it's nothing. It is just one trumpet that will be blown, and you'll see the world will go into smithereens. Everything will be destroyed. That great sky, which is a very big creation of Allah, that will also be completely gone into smithereens, nothing whatsoever. And at that time, فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ تَبْهِ وَآرْهِ مَيْدَانِ مَيْ. And suddenly they will see themselves, yeah, they are in Medan-e Hashar. Yeah, they are on the plains of resurrection. And at that time now, they will realize, had we believed in Allah Ta'ala, had we believed in the Rasul and the people who called us to Allah Ta'ala. Today also, many times people call us to proper Islam, to the correct way. We say, it doesn't make sense to us. But when we see the results, then we'll wish we had listened to them. And we will wish we had gone the correct way. So yea, also, in how the Quran Sharif over and over is calling us to reality and the truth, and not to become fools and follow our own folly and our own thinking, but to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah Ta'ala has taught us to a deen, and how to propagate deen, how Allah has taught us, we should stick to those principles fully and properly. May Allah give us tawfiq.